Hey, this is Katie Neal from Nash FM at 94.7. You're about to hear exclusive audio from our latest Stage 17 performance. For the full video, just head over to stage17nyc.com.
Exclusive interviews and performances from the world of music, movies, politics, and more. All on one stage. From the heart of New York City, Cumulus Media presents Live from Stage 17.
Hi, everyone. I'm Katie Neal from Nash FM 94.7, and this is Jesse Addy. We are live from Stage 17 right here above Madison Square Garden. We've got a great show for you. Thank you for everyone who's watching on the live stream. Thank you to everyone who's here right now at Stage 17.
Make some noise.
We're here for Russell Dickerson's album release party. His album, Yours, came out on Friday. So excited.
Every time Russell Dickerson comes to New York City, the crowds get bigger, the venues get bigger. Eventually, then he's on the Today Show. Eventually, I think there's a little stage downstairs from us at MSG that he'll be on. We're so excited to hear songs and stories from one of the more biggest up-and-coming country stars right now. You guys excited? Ladies and gentlemen, Russell Dickerson.
Woo!
The song's called Every Little Thing. One, two. Oh, my baby, she's Alabama, my Dixieland delight. She's kissing me like molasses, slow and sweet, just right. An endless all your summer, your sunshine 365. But when she forgets that punchline, it still gets me every time. 'Cause I love every little thing about her love. And just a little, just a little, just a little ain't enough. I gotta get up, gotta get up, get a little more of what she does. I'm all snap your fingers, others. How about that? Oh, yeah. Come on. Woo! Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's Seattle and Sonoma. She runs on coffee and red wine. Easy like Sunday morning. She's wild like Saturday night. 24 karat good. An angel's all I see. She dresses up for everything, but she only dresses down for me. And I love every little thing about her love. Just a little, just a little, just a little ain't enough. I gotta get it, get a little more of what she does. I'm all hung up, 'cause I love every little thing about her love. Alabama, my little Dixieland delight. She's everybody's dream girl, but she's all mine. And I love every little thing about her love. And just a little ain't enough. I gotta get up, get a little more of what she does. I'm all good. Cool. So yeah, hey, we're back. We're working. My name's Russell Dickerson, and I'm stoked every single one of y'all are here. Are y'all stoked to be here? Woo! Thanks everybody for tuning in. Where's the camera? Oh, it's right there. What up, everybody out there? So my record just came out. My brand new first record ever just came out on Friday. So yeah. So we did a pre-order, and then we did a song that came out a couple weeks ago, maybe a month or so ago, called Billions. And it goes a little something like this. And if you know it, why don't y'all sing along with us, yeah? If loving was money, how much you think we'd make? Girl, if kisses were cash, we'd never stop making it rain. No, the way that I picture it, our pockets thicker than Bill Gates. Because if loving was money, we'd make it all the way to the bank, raking it in by the billions, cash stacked up to the ceiling. Living on champagne and chocolate somewhere exotic. Kissing on a beach alone, cause we bought it. Talking gazillions, top of Fortune 500 chili. Yeah, I grew in love, it was dollars, you know we'd be born early. Raking it in by the billions. If loving was money, then we'd never clock out of work. No. We'd stay extra hours after all the lights have been turned off, yeah. If all my attention was Benjamin, you'd have them all to burn. If loving was money, there's no telling what we'd be worth, girl. Raking it in by the billions, cash stacked up to the ceiling. Living on champagne and chocolate somewhere exotic. Body. Talking gazillions, top of Fortune 500 cheering. Chocolate somewhere exotic, chilling up in New York City because we bought it. Talking gazillions, top of Fortune 500, chilling. Oh, if loving was dollars, you know we'd be ballers, yeah. Raking it in by the billions. Raking it in by the billions, oh yeah. Today, Monday? Oh yeah. Monday is definitely a night for my girl's night out. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Y'all ready to go downtown? Ready to go all out tonight? It don't matter if you got tomorrow. Shake it off and leave it all. here, little mama. Yeah, I got a whiskey waiting on you. Hey, baby girl, I'm gonna get the good water. Over here, little mama. Got another whiskey waiting on you. Hey, baby girl, I'm gonna do whatever you wanna.
Stage 17. Give it up one more time for Russell Dickerson. So we're so happy to have you back here again. And I was thinking that, like, maybe, you know how Billy Joel has a residency downstairs? Like, maybe you just start a residency right here at Nash FM 94.7. What do you guys think about that? Yeah?
I'm so down. I'm so down.
You know, so you just got off tour with Florida Georgia Line. And it's really sad because it doesn't look like you had any fun while you were on that tour.
You know, it's true. I'm just kidding.
You had so much fun. Yeah. So what was the takeaway from that experience?
Just seeing a tour of that magnitude, like, I really watched, like, every single aspect of the tour, like, how the stage manager handles the opening bands. And, you know, like, because I want my stage manager to, whoever comes out and opens for me one day, to treat them as well as they treated us. You know, just even small stuff like that. And then, I mean, FGL's live show is just so over the top. And it's kind of like me, too, like totally over the top, just ridiculousness, fire, sparks, lights, just everywhere. And I'm like, yeah, I want that.
I need that. So you were just like a 6'6", 6'5", what tell you?
4. With
6'4".
With my man,
you're like
heels.
A ray of sunshine, though, everywhere you go. Like, are you ever in a bad mood? Does anything ever make you mad? Because you guys watch wrestle. Like, he's always happy. Like, what is the secret to that?
Usually, yeah. I mean, like, most of the time. I mean, I don't know. What? Yeah, I was about to say
traffic.
Road rage.
Yeah, his wife Haley's here.
Road rage. Road rage is not the best RD.
All right. It happens to all of us, especially here in New York.
I can't post Instagram stories and drive anyway, so that's why
we've never seen it.
Raging with anger.
So I know something that probably made you very happy. Your album came out on Friday. Yeah. How are you feeling? You're
incredible,
really excited?
Incredible, yeah. It's like, it's a weight lifted off, but then like this new like pressure of responsibility, kind of. Like, I've worked so hard to, like, get it out there. Now it's out there. And now, like, we got to make it what the biggest freaking country album of the year, you know? Like, we're just continuing to work towards that.
You're going to, I'm sure.
Yes.
So part of what kind of sent you on this like crazy path of success was the music video that your wife filmed for the lead single Yours, which is also the title of the album. So the budget for that music video was $6, reportedly. And I have been wondering for so long, what was the $6 spent on?
So, backstory. Let's Tarantino this. You know the answer. Let's find out the question. So we go out, we take my SUV out to this road, right? This random road in Nashville. And we open the back hatch of my SUV. My wife, Kaylee, has a tripod with her camera set up in the back, and my buddy's driving it. And we just plugged in the phone and played Yours through the speakers. And I just sang along as we videoed this music video. Literally didn't cost us anything. Except the car burns gasoline while it's running up and down the road. So that's what the $6 was.
$6 worth of gas.
Yeah.
Now, so that one cost $6. Do you think that you can afford Kaylee now after all of her success with this music video for your next music video?
Yeah. You know, now that we are we're with Sony, so hopefully we're going to reach out to them, maybe get triple that budget, maybe $18 for the next video.
300% increase in budget.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, geez, his margins. 300% increase?
So you've said that this new album is a 12-song love story to your wife, Kaylee. Yeah. So what is your favorite song or your favorite part of that love story on the album?
One of my favorites is Billions, because like a lot of people have pinned Yours as like the wedding song, and Billions is like the honeymoon, you know? So
it's the party.
That's kind of, yeah, it's like the island party of, yeah, so I love that. 20-something is one of my favorites. It's the last song on the album. And that really sums up the entire album for me. Because Yours was the first song written of these 11 songs. And so 20-something is all about from the age 20 to 29, being in your 20-somethings, how so much madness happens in your 20-somethings. Like, we graduated college, student loans, got married, bought a fixer-upper, and like we're totally in over our heads, and we don't have babies yet, but it talks about babies in the third verse, and a lot of our friends around us are having babies and all that stuff.
Everyone.
And so yeah, everyone, literally. And so yeah, that's one of my favorites as well.
Well, we love the whole album. Do you guys want to hear some more songs?
Shall we?
Give it up for Russell Dickerson.
Heck yeah. All right, so we just turned way up with MGNO. So this next song, actually, I wrote about not only because sometimes all your friends are going out, sometimes everybody's going out to party, and sometimes, honestly, I'm like, I don't really want to go out. I'm just trying to stay in. I'm already in my sweatpants. I'm trying to turn on some Friends on Netflix, call in some Chinese food, and drink a little box of wine with my wife. That's all I'm trying to do right now. So that's why I wrote this next song. It's called Low Key. Yeah, $200 on dinner and drinks, $10 cover, the cool place to be downtown. We can go right now. We can wait in line, drive just to park, meet up with the crew, and hop bar to bar all night. I'll let you decide. Girl, we can get a plan right before rushing out the door, or we can keep it low key. Girl, it sure sounds good staying in and close to me, all dressed down with nowhere we're supposed to be. What you think of being homebound is just a box of wine and you and me. But we can keep it low. Yeah. Alright, this is my favorite. clean call that shiny spot right down the street that we like. We can get a little takeout, little makeout, that's right. We can keep it low key. Girl, it sure sounds good steaming, keeping you close to me. All dressed down and nowhere we're supposed to be. What you think of being homebody is just a box of wine and you and me. Baby, we can keep it low key, keep it low key. Girl, it sure sounds good staying in and keeping you close to me. All dressed down and nowhere we're supposed to be. Girl, what you think of being homebody? Just a box of wine and you and me. Girl, just you and me. We can keep it low. Box wine drinkers up in here tonight. Ain't no shame in that game. Let's just keep it low, yeah, low key.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, guys. That was a fun one. I like how that sounds with just the four of us on acousticals. Yeah. So I'm going to tune a little bit while I talk about this next song. This song I actually wrote. We wrote this song as kind of a hypothetical, like as a dream. Like, hey, wouldn't it be awesome if we got to do this? But then Wifey and I actually got to hang out in this certain state and take a road trip down, up and down the Pacific Coast Highway. Anybody ever been out west and done that? Because it will, yeah, isn't it crazy? It's like life-changing, legitimately. So I came back to my co-writers that we wrote this song with. I was like, hey, guys, to be honest, this song kind of sucks, but I think I can help. And so what we did was plug in all of these memories that we had of driving up and down Highway 1. Because it was just, I mean, it's totally breathtaking. We got to drive from L.A. to Santa Barbara to Big Sur and then all up and down through there again. So I had to write a song about it. And it goes like this. It's called Blue Tacoma. So sing it if you know it. You ready? Twist top, sun-kissed soda, your brown hair in that West Coast wind. If heaven is anywhere, 90 shits at the top of our lungs. Shuffling in, I'm still the one. Missing turns, cause that's our song, girl. If heaven is, where is it? It's in a blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your head. right here. Oh, yes, it is, yes, it is. Oh, honey. Red sun melting to the blacktop. Dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. Your kiss in that coastline. Girl, if heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder to take it in. Ooh, and pull you closer. Loving you longer than I ever did. Going places we ain't ever been. Cause heaven's in a blue Tacoma, California. White magnolia in your head. Crazy gold is shining on. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, never running out of golden road. Always having a head roll in a blue Tacoma, California. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere, it's right here. Alright, I know we're all sitting down, and it's a dark, comfortable, cold room. You don't want to sit? Then stand up. Let's stand up. Everybody want to stand up and rock out to this next one? Come on, everybody. We're all in this together. Yeah. Let's loosen up a little bit. Woo! Yeah. You want to clap your hands with us? Let's do it all together. Hey. 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 Yeah. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah. It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. Woo! And if you know it, you can sing it under your breath, or you can sing it as loud as you want to. Is that cool? Ready?
It's in a blue Tacoma, California. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got razor gold shining on you. Ooh, if heaven is anywhere.
Thanks, guys. Can't believe we actually made it out of our seats. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. I know you guys are, too. It feels good to loosen up a little bit. Where's the bar? We were just there. Yeah, so there's kind of one song that did all this and kind of got this whole thing going. And we're going to play that song for you, if that's okay. Is that all right? Has anybody walked down the aisle to this song or first dance in here? Okay, cool. Just checking. I was just checking. Not yet? Okay. I hear you. Is that a promise? Is that a promise? So it's been crazy, the response on this song. Yeah. Like we were just talking about, it all started with a music video that we were literally kind of at wit's end and had nothing going for us at all. And so my wife and I and a buddy went out and shot this music video all on our own and went out to this road and poured rain on all of us. And there was lightning and everything, if you've seen the video. And just kind of put that out on the internet. And all of a sudden, you know, a couple million views later, everybody's commenting like, hey, this is our wedding song. And I'm like, wedding song? What? Like, what the heck? And then that just turned into, a couple special people seeing it. It led to us signing with Triple Tigers and Sony Music. And now we officially have a top 20 single. So thank you. Thank you to everyone at Nash for believing in me. This was one of the first stations that added my song. So I gotta send love to them and for them for believing in me. It's a certified gold single now. And so thanks to you guys for streaming and downloading and YouTubing and everything. Thank you so much for the love. Because this song has totally changed my life. And it's been a dream come true to be able to sing this song every night and to see all these couples out there and how special it's been to them. So thank you guys, seriously, from the bottom of my heart. Wrote this song about the woman that changed my life, and now this song has changed my life. So without further ado, this song is called Yours. I was a boat stuck in a bottle that never got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shift, no wind in the sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnout star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me has his arms around you. Set a roulette, always landing on a lost bet. And just live for the spin, hope for the win, go all in just to lose again. I came to life when I first kissed you. The best day had these arms around you. You make me better than I was before. Thank God I'm yours. The worst day is just a long. Got the chance to touch the sea. So much.
Woo! Give it up one more time for Russell Dickerson. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming to celebrate your album release with us. Thank you everyone here at Stage 17. Thank you for everyone watching on the internet. there, here, everywhere. If you don't have Russell's new album Yours, you can get that now. Keep listening to Nash FM and 94.7 for our next Up Close and Country, and thank you for watching.
It doesn't suck, I promise.
It doesn't at all.
It's pretty good. All right, cool. Thanks, guys. Love you all.
Thanks for listening to Live from Stage 17. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now head on over to stage17nyc.com for more exclusive Stage 17 content.
Hello, my name's Hayden Prowse.
I'm Julian Rubinstein.
And we're in no way biased in saying that you should listen to News Roast, which is our podcast.
It's a podcast that we did after making our BBC show, The Revolution Will Be Televised, where we explore political, satirical issues with the likes of Ramesh Ranganathan, Lily Allen, Adam Buxton, to name a few.
That's right. Get it now on your podcast app.